AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh killed in a pre-dawn strike in Tehran, the militant group blaming Israel for the assassination. The supreme leader of Iran is vowing revenge. Colombia's president has called on his close ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, to release detailed vote counts of last weekend's election amid doubts about the results showing that Maduro won re-election. More cold cuts are being recalled. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has details on the 7 million pounds of Boar's Head deli meat being pulled from store shelves.
The new Boar's Head recall includes 71 products under the Boar's Head and Old Country brands. Grocery chain Stop and Shop closed all of its store delis for a deep clean. The recalls are tied to an ongoing outbreak of listeria poisoning that's killed two people and sickened nearly three dozen people in 13 states.
The Fed is wrapping up its latest two-day meeting today. They're expected to keep interest rates steady, but could set the stage for a rate cut in September. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Speed Awareness Day. Expect to see a lot more law enforcement checking for speeders. More than 100 agencies across the Midwest are adding extra monitors today, including the Wisconsin State Patrol. In fact, all available state troopers will be out to stop speeders. Data from WSDOT shows last year someone was hurt or killed in a speed-related crash every 1.3 hours. And the number of tickets given to people driving over 100 miles per hour has about tripled since before the pandemic. And the man police say groped a woman on a bike path over the weekend has turned himself in. We first told you about this story on Monday. Madison police say he was on an electric skateboard and surprised this woman, then assaulting her. Authorities had surveillance footage of him and posted photos asking for help identifying who he is. A 21-year-old man turned himself in. He was taken to the Dane County Jail. He's being charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and lewd and lascivious behavior. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers bowed to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves 5-1 last night at home. Milwaukee's Joe Ross giving up all 5 runs. GM Matt Arnold talked about the new pitcher he picked up in that trade with the Reds, Frankie Montas.
Fits in really well with the type of player we were looking for. Really good pedigree, has pitched in the postseason, checks a lot of boxes for us, and we think he has a chance to really help us here in the second half.
NFL Packers making roster moves. They've re-signed former Badgers long snapper Peter Bowden. They released place kicker Jake Turner, so that means the competition is now down to Greg Joseph or Anders Carlson. The Badgers training camp getting underway on a hot day at UW-Platteville.
It's only 83. I don't know what hot and humid is to everybody. It is a little thick, and we needed that. Coach Brady promised me it was going to be 90s this week, and thought that was going to be something that was going to be good for us. And we actually walked out here, and there was a haze over top of the field, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kraitlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair, and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Look at his Project 2025 agenda. I take it you've seen it. Project 2025 is a plan to weaken the middle class. Be clear. And Donald Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends to gut our investments in clean energy jobs. He intends to end the Affordable Care Act, to take us back to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions.
We are not going back. We are not. 10,000 people rocking the house yesterday in Atlanta. Chris, look at this. What? America, it's a hooray for pay-per-view. Stephen the Mooks, hooray, I got my pay-per-view ticket. We are the Chicago DNC show will be a pay-per-view,
yes.
Sexy liberal tour from the live from the Vic Theater. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this will be just as amazing, if not more amazing, than your past pay-per-view shows. Cannot wait. Sadly, you can't greet and grow via the internet, but I will take the next big thing. Make sure you kiss the pay-per-view camera for me. Yeah, maybe even a little, you know,
a little
for America. A little something. A little something, something. Kamala's
press it up crushing against the camera lens.
Yeah, a little something.
Oh, Billy.
Kamala is crushing it, and you are all going to help her in this battle. Yeah, man, we're all going to vote for Kamala. Yeah, we are.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away my pain. Where the vote for Kamala? Wash away the narrow-minded Trump campaign. With a twinkle in their eye, gonna vote for Kamala. It's too bad Dr. Joyce Brothers isn't still alive, cause she vote for Kamala. Oh, yeah. Kamala. Oh, yeah. Kamala.
Rocky Mountain Mike. What? Oh my God. It's exciting.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was gonna make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Carlos.
Hola, buen día. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Estoy tomando mis lecciones en español en mi teléfono con Duolingo esta mañana. I'm taking my Spanish lessons on my phone and a Duolingo.
All right. Oh, fantastic. Hey, man. Can I just say, as someone that you've been teasing me for 30 years now, I just want to say, boy, were you right, Carlos. Kamala is really unlikable. Is it too late to get Wes Moore?
Yes, but Stephanie, you forgot the parenthetical outside our bubble.
Yes,
but,
well,
however,
she's doing pretty well outside our bubble.
Good. That's good, because she hasn't been in the past. I was relating to you personal accounts that I've
had
with folks.
Do you know how many years? Do you know how many years you touched to my legs and made gorilla noises because I didn't?
Yes,
shave.
But you also failed to say that I was right that Joe Biden should not be the one running. I was right,
and you didn't. Jody, I think, agrees with me. I believe that so does Hal Sparks. Joe Biden would have won. Joe Biden would have won. Might have been closer.
No way.
He would have.
That's why they got rid of him. Unbelievable.
They did not get... You know what? You know what? You're not going to take my joy. You're not taking my joy, Carlos Rocky.
Well, I'm not going to take unfounded accusations.
Let's talk about the Middle East, for God's sake.
Let's calm this down.
But you are the one that started it. You started it. You're all happy.
Do you remember that every day when we were making comedy bits? He would first come over to my leg and go,
that part, yes.
Because you didn't shave your legs.
I just missed some parts, and then he would do like girls in the mist joke and jokes.
Right.
And you're just rude.
Diana Fossey over here.
I ain't grooming if no one's blooming.
You was calling me old 30 years ago, going, change mama's bathwater. She had a little accident.
And now look at her.
Yes, let's not fight. I'm very excited about Kamala. I'm very excited about the enthusiasms. I'm excited to see a heterogeneous crowd at her rallies.
Not all.
One black guy here, get an Indian guy. Are they the same? They're the same color. Should we put them together?
No, and I quite honestly, I always appreciate, you know, that you've been ringing the bell for a long time about these, what do we want to call them, protest voters or third party? Yep. I mean, you know, you said a warning to protest voters, binary choice, Harris or Trump, don't help Trump. I mean, it's...
Yeah, Bob Seska would say the same.
Yeah. We keep talking about it, Carlos, but get your take on what it's powered by so many things that make this such a unique moment in our history, isn't it? It's the fear of fascism and the end of our democracy. It's post-Roe, you know, how you've always talked about. You know, I love that you always say that thing about, you know, how are you going to stop rich ladies from getting abortions?
Yep.
You know, but I'm just saying we've never been in this moment post what happened to Hillary, post Roe, with this Obama-like excitement. It's thrilling. I can't.
It is thrilling. And I do have friends that are going to vote third party I do have friends that like that. And I said to them, you have a right to vote third party. What you don't have a right is to expect that your actions don't have consequences, because they do.
Yeah.
So if you want to vote for this or vote for Kennedy and think that that's what you want to do, don't tell me that that doesn't have a consequence, because you're not living in reality. In California, maybe not. But in the states that are close, it does have a consequence. Democrats that didn't vote for Gore and Nader voters that didn't vote for Gore got us this Supreme Court, got us Citizens United.
One of the things I'm hopeful about, and again, you know, polling, you never know, but that it seems like Kennedy's becoming less and less of a factor now that people have this, you know, I guess in their mind, young, exciting choice.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, he was relying on Biden staying in the race, for sure.
So, I mean, but you retweeted Mehdi Hassan, who said, you know, Trump continues his new trend of using Palestinian as a pejorative, just open brazen racism, which no reporter or interview will challenge him on, right? And meanwhile, they're trying to gin up division on our side still about that
one. On our side, and again, we were talking about off the air, Chris, that Biden, during an election cycle, the president is going to be the president who tells the truth, the candidate who tells the truth by saying that Israel and Palestine has always been a difficult situation. We're going to do our best to solve this. For protest voters that say you're not doing enough for Palestinians, the other side is that you don't like Israel enough. So it's impossible for Kamala Harris to appease both sides
in an election year, as opposed
to somebody who go, I'll fix it all.
Right.
I'll fix it all in Mexico. That's an easy answer.
Devastating for the Palestinian people. Absolutely.
Trump would be worse.
Ethically, devastating to the Palestinian people. Anyway, Mark Elias, you retweeted him because this is important. We got to keep, you know, sounding the alarm. He said, I think we're going to see mass refusals to certify the election in November. Everything we are seeing about this election is that the other side is more energized, more ruthless, more prepared. All we can do is make this, as we keep saying, too big to rig, too real to steal, as Glenn Kirshner keeps saying. That's all we can do. We have to hope that we have an army of Mark Eliases and that the margins are going to be too big. But it is, you know, I think I was saying Rachel Maddow brought this up and terrified everybody, but I'm glad that Elizabeth Warren was there to then say, yes, that's why we need to vote in huge numbers.
We need to vote in huge numbers, and as Chris said before the show, we have our watchdogs around this time, too. We're looking out for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're making sure that there's not another call to a Raslesberger and, like, I need 475,000 more votes. Do you have 475,000 more votes?
Carlos and I had a show before the show.
Yeah, you do a little mini show. It's very entertaining.
Yeah. We check in. We say
I love the rehearsal.
Yeah.
You you retweeted our friend JoJo from Jurors. Donald Trump is a racist, sexist, bigoted, business fraud, rapist, traitor who bragged about sexual assault, mocked a disabled reporter, incited an attack on our Capitol in order to stay in office, and we booted him out of. And for the record, he's also really weird. How funny is it that this weird, of all the things, calling them fascists, they don't care. But weird. Somehow this is resonating. You know why? Because they're effing weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're effing weird. And I talked to Chris again before the show. They trolled out
I don't care
Sam
what you
Brown.
Said to Chris. It doesn't count till you say it to me.
Yes. Well, they trolled
He's
out
like
this guy
furniture.
Sam Brown. This guy Sam Brown is a veteran. We respect his service. Unfortunately, he had an accident. His face got disfigured. So they troll him out and say, you're calling my, a Democrat called my face weird. And I'm like, no, you're conflating that. Nobody ever said that to you. That's a lie.
Right.
What we're calling is your behavior is weird.
Right.
We're not referring at all to someone's physical behavior. As opposed to Trump, oh, I don't know what I said. You're going to let that go? It's so obvious what the Republicans are doing. It's a crappy magic trick.
You're
like, hey, buddy, I can see the card behind your hand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this what started it, the childless cat lady thing.
You're a childless dog lady.
Yes, I am. Thank you. But Tristan Snell said they don't have the same stake in America. It was literally said about German immigrants, Irish immigrants, Italian immigrants, Jewish immigrants, pretty much every group of immigrants, women, freed slaves, blacks, generally people ages 18 to 20, and anyone who didn't own land. I mean,
Kathleen, you remember the woman.
This whole, you know, you don't have a stake in America. You shouldn't have a vote. Your vote shouldn't count. I mean, deeply
Catholic
un-American is that?
Catholic priests are childless. They shouldn't vote. It's just ridiculous to address what Harrod Stone.
Oh, you know who else? By the way, Laura Ingraham never married and has no biological children.
Oh, right.
She adopted
three. You can see why. That would take a tremendous act of courage.
The first guy that heard, good morning.
All right, let's
do
go.
Me.
I'm ovulating.
Now, get on me.
Oh, God, I want a divorce after that.
She adopted three children, according to the Heritage Foundation and J.D. Vance. She's not a real family.
That's right.
I mean, just so deeply offensive, you know, to everybody.
They're just grasping at straws, anything. And again, for J.D. Vance and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and every Republican before Trump came into power to call out the truth of who he was and then switch is weird. Unless you give us a logical explanation, J.D. Vance, of why you called him America's Hitler and now you love him, then we're going to call you weird because you can't give us a logical explanation of why you switched. It can't be his performance.
No,
his job performance was garbage.
It was horrible.
So what is it?
Yeah.
This guy's married. He has kids. J.D., do your kids a favor because when they get to college, they're going to look back and go, God, my dad was a coward.
Yeah.
Do you want that, J.D.?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. And it's not just him. Tristan Snell said Trump, weird. J.D. Vance, even weirder. Carrie Lake, crazy weird AF. Rick Scott, horribly weird. Ron DeSantis, insanely weird. Mike Johnson, maybe even weirder. Marjorie Taylor Greene redefines weird. Why are MAGA Republicans all weirdos who want to take power and control our lives? I mean, go ahead.
And this offends them. And meanwhile, I'll go on some sites where, you know, oh, white dudes for Trump, and it's all gay men, and they're all naked, and I'm like, oh, white dudes for Trump. You're doing the same thing.
And suddenly you're so snowflakish that you can't take the term weird. Why, and why it resonates so hard is because
now
it's
you
not
Chris,
really that bad of an insult,
you
but
and Chris,
it's the truth.
In the pre-show. pre-show rehearsal.
Uh-huh. Before you insulted me.
But we talk about this a lot. You know, Christians, they're just so whiny. They just never stop whining about everything. And you said some Christians might be offended at art that appears to depict a Greek festival, but those same Christians have no problem supporting a draft-dodging, sexual-assaulting liar who let people die for his lying. Make it make sense. I mean, it's just right. The Olympic ceremony,
offended.
M&M's,
Instead of a guy that said, I'd walk right up and grab her by the bee.
Right.
Yeah, a teenage beauty pageant. I own the pageant so I could get him and watch them changing. Sexual assault against Jean Carroll. Epstein's flight list.
Yeah.
Having sex with a porn star with her four-month-old at home. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be feigning this. Oh, I'm offended.
Oh, no, she twint threaded. The people who got upset about rainbows, genderless gingerbread cookies, the green M&M being too sexy, and a cartoon bunny girl's boobs are too small want you to know that they're definitely not weird.
Right.
They have weird obsessions.
What's weird is the lengths they will go to justify trying to vote for Trump, because you're coming outside of who you really are to try to be somebody else. It's so Jim Jones. Jim Jones and his followers were weird. You're doing the same thing.
Right.
I feel like I'm in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, you retweeted Adam, who said he wants to control women, even the way they laugh. It's pretty weird. Right. I mean, it's just
Waters said that if you vote for a woman, he goes, I talked to the scientist who said that if you vote for a woman, you're becoming less of a man. Jesse, by the way, is also a girl's name, you fool.
You've already transitioned. Don't look now. Yeah, because Trump said she got rid of the laugh. I haven't seen the crazy laugh. She's crazy. That laugh. That's a laugh of a crazy person. She's not using that laugh anymore. I guarantee you Kamala Harris is still laughing
now,
at you.
The Republicans. We would get somebody in a wheelchair that has a facial disfigurement and say, Donald's making fun of my laugh. That's the level that they would stoop, to which they would stoop. But we're smarter.
Yep.
And we're more honest.
Yeah, I love this one. Who's this? Golden Gate Blonde said, when they go low, we paint a big black half circle on a boulder so it looks like a tunnel and watch their dumbasses run into it with a clang like Looney Tunes characters.
A portable hole.
We're using a portable hole on them, and they're like, clang.
Let's go
like,
this way.
You ran into it.
Hey, look, there's a tunnel. There's a tunnel open. Let's go that way. Please.
Here, take this. It's not exploding birdseed.
Oh, this is Acme. It's Acme, and it's a sparkler on top of this round ball.
22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Far Away Dog, becoming close-up dog because Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is here.
That's
Far
right.
Away Dog, hooray.
Far Away Dog always runs up.
Yes.
Runs up close.
Yes. No Far Away Dog stays far away when you put down Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I'm just telling you, you know why? Raw freeze-dried is the key.
Yeah.
Why did they cook kibble on high heat? All the flavors
raw
going, all the nutrients.
Dried.
Thank you, Sam Elliott. Yeah. And also, there's a lot of dangerous compounds that the cooking, they're called AGEs, things that, you know, that leach out of them when you're cooking stuff at high heat like that. It's no bueno, Carlos.
No bueno.
Dr. Marty created his own formula, Nature's Blend, freeze-dried raw. You don't have to worry about all those byproducts. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes amazing.
Yep.
Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Who caught a fish? DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your
Yeah, everybody's on their game, I'm telling you. The puppies saying the dogs coming to do backup for the cat ladies. Hilarious. It's a bunch of puppies in flight suits. Like,
they're so cute.
And they're all in the plane.
Adorable.
Popcorn and Twilight love it.
Yes, your cat lady.
Shoebox.
For Kamala.
Shoeface.
Shoeface and boxcar.
Adam tweeted, I swear every time we say Republicans are weird, they respond with something even weirder.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bob Seska was talking about his answer. This is, where is this? He said they were talking, Donald Trump says Melania struggles to talk about the assassination attempt against him. She can't really even talk about it, which is okay, because that means she likes me or she loves me. That's nice. Bob's like, weird answer. Right?
That's not how couples talk to each other.
That's a very strange answer.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I did want to add that Pennsylvania would have never happened had the Republicans had the guts to do what they were supposed to do after the Ukrainian phone
thank
call,
you.
After 2016 Russian interference, mm-hmm. after January 6th, if they had the guts to impeach and convict,
or,
then a fireman never shows up at a rally and
or do anything about guns, Carlos.
It's over.
T-Pain said,
this is all on the Republicans.
T-Pain said, we're listening to Republicans who preach any American can carry an AR-15 to public gatherings, suddenly incensed the Secret Service couldn't stop a man with an AR-15 at a public gathering. Do something.
Uvalde.
Like Kamala Harris said, I'm done. Yep. I've had it. 29 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. America is in a mental health crisis. One in five people is suffering with a mental health issue. The pandemic really showed us just how anybody can be susceptible, but it can hit people of color the hardest. Data shows they're less likely to receive treatment and have far more barriers in their way to do so. Dane County has a new partnership to explore racial disparities in treatment and to improve outreach to communities of color. Danielle Mitchell-Vance from Journey Mental Health is one of the people leading the advisory group.
What can we do there? How can we address these barriers? One important key is go to the source. Include the source, include the communities, include our BIPOC communities in these conversations on how can we improve mental health.
Nationwide, there are 350 people for every one single mental health provider. They want everyone to have equal access to the care they need. For mental health resources, we have a story up on our website, mad.radio. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Media World will take a look at Trump's new movie, Trump 2024.
And new tech items. Join us early in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
At UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
camera. What are we going to say to Donald?
Do you think Donald Trump is afraid to debate you?
He should be.
Bam! Oh, my God, Carlos. How great was that yesterday when she said, if you got something to say to me, say it to my face.
I love it.
Right,
Mr.
with his stupid
fight,
Yeah,
Dino
with his eighth grade
Flintstones.
Insult. By the way, Nasty Woman's back.
Yeah.
It's just these old recycled insults, yeah. Right? Like, just they seem so moldy.
Yeah. Did I say we were going to play the drinking game? If the debate does happen, every time Nasty comes out, you got to take a shot. You will be hammered within the first seven minutes.
No, yeah.
But just, right, calling her a bum and garbage and low IQ, and it's just, you know, yeah, say it to her
but
face.
If she is all these things, then certainly debating her would be a win for you.
Yes.
Right, but you can tell he's just terrified. Can I tell you how I know all things, because we were saying Atlanta, we were the opening act for Colin yesterday in Atlanta. It was on fire. My publisher of, where is it? Sexy Liberal of Me Sing.
Oh, yeah?
We're excited to share some good news. The mid-year bestsellers tied for third place is Sexy Liberal of Me I Sing, which came out 11 million years ago. There's go get it. Amazon, you can get the paperback.
It was published 10 years ago.
Something.
9 or 10 years ago?
I don't know.
It was a while ago.
Listen, there is, by popular demand, you know who else is by popular demand? The Chicago show will now be pay-per-view.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal.
Save the world.
Comedy tour.
We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
Saturday, August 17th,
from Chicago's Vic Theater,
a live pay-per-view event
starring Stephanie Miller,
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like,
we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo, Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met.
We need to black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah. Okay. Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy Sexy Liberal from Chicago at home. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
Yay! Yeah. And we will be broadcasting the Stephanie Miller Show from the Democratic National Convention all week from Chicago, which is going to be lit, Carlos. I believe it will be lit.
Tonight the lights went up in Georgia. See, I went the other way.
I see.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, you did there.
Dead.
Okay. All right. And we will see you in New York City this Saturday with a cast of thousands. Speaking of New York, Tristan Snell said Trump's not only weird, he's also old and creepy. And a racist, a serial sexual predator, a serial philanderer, a serial fraudster, a con man, an insurrectionist who tried to overthrow the government in a coup, and a convicted felon. He is a weird, old, creepy criminal.
The thing is, he's been weird since the 80s. We knew he was weird in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
Not everybody
did. Just look at that clip
obviously.
When he's dancing with Epstein, pointing at the girl. I want that one.
Someone Fred just Trump. Did a montage of Kamala dancing and him with that weird double handy J dance. And just that. You're like, it's weird versus cool. That's what lets
this
us.
This is to illustrate that even if you have parents, it doesn't guarantee that somebody is self-actualized or decent. Or even if you have kids. You can be childless and be self-actualized and a really decent person. You can have kids that are just dumped off offspring to just spread your money around like Fred Trump and Don with his kids. They're loveless. There's no love in that family.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, JD, your mom had children. That didn't keep her from going down the road she went down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it didn't guarantee her happiness. She still had to battle with what she battled with.
Carlos, you're right.
Make a difference.
I mean, look at Melania avoiding Trump's kiss at the RNC, him avoiding Tiffany's kiss. Like, they're just way. And look at Joe and Jill together. Look at, you know, Kamala and Doug together. You see, like, real love and affection, like real humans have.
The Trump family is like a family of aliens who came down to Earth, put on people suits, and are trying to mimic how other
families. Human behavior.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And they're just not nailing it.
Yeah, for instance, Paul says the guy's ex-wife is literally buried on his golf course. That is weird.
Yeah, Don Jr. got more touch from that dead leopard hanging over his shoulder than his mom ever did.
Gross. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. I mean,
this is what it feels like to have warmth on your shoulders.
Whoops, you retweeted Bill Madden. We've been talking about this all morning, Carlos. You retweeted, this is what fascism looks like. Rolling Stone reporting the dictator wannabe Trump is attempting to rig the 2024 election by planning at least 70 election denying MAGA fascists in swing states.
Yep.
Yes, let that frighten you, but also let it frighten you into action, into getting so many people out that we just can't. That's where it happens, and that's why you always talk about third-party voters. If there's any little margins, they'll go, oh, no, it's disputed, we're not going to certify, blah, 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 right?
Yeah, and again, third-party voting before primary makes sense. You have your instincts. I voted for Bernie Sanders. It didn't work out. I voted for Hillary. I voted for whomever, I voted for Biden. It's just third-party voting after a primary is logically and factually just a waste of time. Yeah. It might make you feel good. When you view pragmatism as complicity, you're doing it through the lens of a child. You can't get everything you want. What you want is to get something that's closer to your goals. So, yes, if Kamala cannot deliver the perfect result for you in Palestine and Israel, she can come closer than the other binary choice.
Right.
You get a foothold on the mountain. It's not the perfect toehold, but that's the one you take.
So of
we all
the...
have to get to the top of the mountain, or you drag us down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Of all the insults, he called Kamala crazy.
Uh-huh.
Right. This is his nephew saying Trump is atomic crazy.
It says the Trumps and how we got this way. What way? So what's the Trump way?
Complex and sometimes cruel. And within every family, people know this, families are complicated. Every family has their crazy uncle. My uncle Donald is atomic crazy. And he has put his mark on the family history.
Look at his sister is on record saying about it. His niece marries Trump. Everyone almost that served in his cabinet is saying he is atomic crazy, dumb, dangerous, unfit.
How about the one he ghosted at the rally that went up to give him a hug and he's like, no, get away.
Get off me. Get off
me. He's got to join the list.
I mean, yeah, was this a two-part interview with, who doesn't want more Laura Ingraham?
I want kids.
But he's in his, like, as we said earlier, just his Pee Wee Herman strategy now of just, he literally said, he said, I'm not weird. She's weird. Oh, good comeback. He said, just plain weird. You know who's plain weird? She's plain weird. She's a weird person.
Oh my! How old is
she? And then he brought up unprompted, I'm a very good golfer. He's a terrible golfer. Of Joe Biden.
Nobody cares about his golf. Hey.
Joe Biden's not even running anymore.
My God.
He can't hit the ball 30 yards.
You own a country club. You're out there most of the days of your presidency golfing. Yeah, you're pretty good. Good for you.
Then he also said, I'm the opposite of a threat to democracy. They're a threat to democracy. Once again, nicely cut.
See,
good comeback.
When we say he's weird, we give examples.
Right.
He just said, you're weird, without giving an example.
Trump went on to say the country's being run by a group of people that are fascist, communist, Marxist. See, I'm not a fascist. You're a fascist. Laura Ingraham said, so you're saying Biden isn't making any of the big decisions. Trump said, I don't think so, no. I don't think he knows he's alive.
Oh, God.
He's not running against Trump anymore.
He doesn't know that.
I can't. This was his big one. I thought she was a little younger, but she's 60. Kamala Harris is 59, but also mad burn.
Yeah, sick burn.
That's sick. That was so much shade.
Wow.
Hey,
she's going to be 60 October 20th.
Get some aloe for that burn.
Donnie, black don't crack, but your mind done did. Okay?
All right. I was saying her birthday is October 20th. We're getting her the presidency.
Right.
Spoiler alert for her birthday. Just
don't tell her.
Okay. Secretary Buttigieg, who was, all of our surrogates are killing it, right?
Bench.
Killing it.
Donald Trump made a promise when he was a candidate. One of the few promises he actually kept, by the way. You know, he didn't keep his promise of 6% economic growth. He didn't keep his promise to drain the swamp.
Well, he did have a pandemic to deal with.
But even before the pandemic, America went into a manufacturing recession, which really hurt places like where I come from in the industrial Midwest.
Yeah, went on to say,
He broke his promise for that kind of economic growth. He broke his promise to pass an infrastructure bill, right? He said he would do that. He failed to do it. The Biden-Harris administration got it done. He even broke his promise to that January 6th mob when he said, I will be at your side when you march down to the Capitol. But he actually did keep two promises. He kept his promise to destroy the right to choose in this country, and he kept his promise on tax cuts for the rich. And if you want to know what a second Trump term would be like, I would start by looking at those rare promises that he actually managed to keep.
Yeah, and one last one.
Trying to make people think that crime is up when crime is down under Joe Biden and crime was up under Donald Trump. Now, I don't know how often that gets reported on this network, so if you're watching this at home, do yourself a favor and look up the data.
Well, we invite that.
Great. So if you look this up at home, you will know that crime went down under Biden and crime went up under Trump, and I think the violent crime, for sure. So I think the really important thing to ask is, why would America want to go back to the higher crime that we experienced under Donald Trump?
We are not going back. How about this? The Trump advisors think Kevin McCarthy is the leading contender to be chief of staff.
What?
Oh, my God. Are we seriously going back to these losers? They said the top of a second Trump administration would be mainly white, male, oh, no kidding, and loyal to Trump.
Uh-oh.
Cut to the Botox wearing off and a wrinkle in Gates' forehead.
Oh, my God. What is that? Is his face calm? Is it settled yet? Matt Rapey McForehead's forehead? Has it?
I don't know. We haven't seen him since.
Yeah. Wow.
No, but NBC is going to broadcast a hockey game on that thing. Let me tell you, folks. That's so icing. It hit his eyebrow.
But speaking of his hiring, Claire McCaskill was reacting to this newly unearthed clip of Senator Vance again attacking childless children, calling them sociopaths. Did they not vet this guy? Did they not know part of his ethos is if you don't have children, you're less than the rest of America? It's really bizarre to me. A statement from Vance's spokesperson said, the left-wing media have twisted Senator Vance's words and spun up a false narrative. We have the audio. Do we have the audio?
Yeah,
we have the audio. Is it seven?
Yeah. Well, that's Twitter ones. They're all kind of six is that.
All right, let's do six. Yeah.
I've seen people who become more attached to their communities, to their families, to their country because they have children. So I would say that we should care about declining fertility, not just because it's bad for our economy, but because we think babies are good. And we think babies are good because we're not sociopaths.
Really? The left hates babies? I know a lot of people that have babies on the left. I don't... Okay.
Again, his own mom didn't think babies were good enough to stop what she was doing.
Yeah.
So that's just false.
One more. Hang on.
There's just these basic cadences of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And, of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is you go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
His obsession with childless people is creepy.
It is.
That's why the question is about freedom. The freedom to have children or not have children.
That's the correct, that is the adult answer. Not everybody is cut out or wants to have a child.
Right.
I will say as a parent.
Oh, America needs to thank me for not having children.
Yeah, as a parent, having kids and daughters is wonderful. The miracle of life, it's amazing. It's hard, it's dirty, it's a mess, but it's wonderful.
Lots of poop. Lots
of
body fluids.
If you don't want to participate in that, I'm fine with it. That's okay. Go and have the life you want to have. I don't care.
But that's the whole thing we always say about, you know, it was a joke, the term sexy liberal, that it's sexy to be liberal, but it means you're open-minded and open-hearted, not judgmental. Carlos, you have kids. You don't judge us that don't have kids. I don't judge you for having kids.
Fact,
we don't.
I'm going to actively today encourage nobody else to have kids because I don't want to wait in the long lines at Disneyland. Nobody have kids.
And also, you know, all these the conservatives are always the ones that, like, they don't, I got mine, you know, screw you. We, all of us childless liberal cat ladies and cat daddies and dog daddies, we pay taxes so your kids can go to good schools.
Yes.
I don't care about your, we care about everybody on our side because it makes a better society.
Yeah, we don't whine about it.
Right.
Plus, the more single people there are, the more choice of babysitter we got.
There you go.
So
thank
don't
you.
Have kids.
Thank you.
Go out there and be a babysitter.
Thank you. Don't ask me, but sure, other people won't be available.
Yeah. What happened to my kids?
All right, 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Children Have Fur. Their names are Bonnie and Clyde, and my family matters. Thank you, Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty understands that our kids are not, your dogs are not like your kids. They're your kids.
They are.
Yes. This is my chosen family. So I did superfoods. Dr. Marty did superfoods when he was trying to do a health reset. I did the same thing. This is what's in there. It's superfoods, right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all kinds of fruits, vegetables, you name it. It is raw. It is free to stride. All that flavor, all those nutrients packed in there. It's not messy for you. It's shelf-stable, and it's full of nutrients and tastes amazing for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. And also Nature's Feast for the kitties.
Yay!
Meow. Okay. It's United Dog and Cat People across the country.
Yes.
This horrible, horrible campaign of Trump's. Okay. 54% off right now and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies.
Now. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Governor Josh Shapiro of the great state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
But I've never seen this guy. Like, when he's on stage, he, like, kind of meanders over, you know, can't really walk well, and he goes over to the flag, and he, like, hugs the flag. I mean, I love the flag, but it's a weird thing he does, right? But while he's hugging the flag, you know what he's doing? He's ripping away our freedoms.
Yeah, I was saying, Carlos, I'm not aware of Westmore at all until you mentioned him,
yeah.
But we have a deep bench. I mean, any of these guys would be,
yeah,
these candidates, Gretchen Whitmer, all, I mean, be fantastic vice presidents.
Lining up.
It's been exciting.
The future for the Democrats is lining up very, very well.
Yeah. You saw Senator Warnock yesterday just killing it in Atlanta, just amazing.
All of them would make a great cabinet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Just a wealth of talent. This is a young preacher talking, warning Christians about Project 2025.
They are testing these ideas in states like Texas before they take them nationwide.
Yep.
Banning books, banning abortion, forcing every teacher to display the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm, replacing school counselors with untrained chaplains, defunding public schools to subsidize private Christian schools. We are sleepwalking toward theocracy, mm-hmm, and we must act with the urgency that this moment demands.
That's it. We must act with the urgency, mm-hmm, this moment demands.
Absolutely.
That's what I think is happening. I wanted to just say quickly this Secret Service hearing. So Trump's would-be assassin is believed by the FBI to have shared anti-Semitic and anti-immigration posts on social media and espoused extreme views in support of political violence. I mean,
yeah.
The way they're trying to spin this, and you're like, no, 20-year-old registered Republican kind of espousing a lot of Trump's ideas that was obviously mentally disturbed.
Yeah, and along with the failure of security in the Secret Service, we go back to the origins of this day in Pennsylvania, which should have never happened, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face.
Right.
It would have never happened had the Republicans had the courage, the guts, the stones to do the right thing and end his career after January 6th.
Yep.
None of this happened.
And if he was in prison, where he should be, you know.
None of this would have happened.
And hopefully.
It's all on the Republicans, all of it.
Leslie in Denver, real quick. You're on with Carlos.
Oh no.
Leslie missed her chance.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello. Uh-oh. Hello, Anita. Oh, is my phone system just quit on me? You can tell from the level of Trump's craziness how badly things are going. Oh, she was going to say Trump's Kamala's approval rating is up by 25%.
Wow.
Yeah, what did he tweet? He's crazy Kamala Harris is... None of this makes any sense, his sort of insane ramblings. Why is Fox News putting on crazy Kamala Harris rallies? Why do they allow the perverts at the failed Lincoln Project to advertise? Oh, he doesn't understand First Amendment and advertising?
No.
Okay. Even Mr. Kellyanne Conway, a man so badly hurt and humiliated by his wife, she must have done some really nasty things to him because he's crazy, is advertising on Fox News.
Oh, my God.
Did he just smear Kellyanne Conway, who's like one of his only defenders at this point? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
He's just going to end up in that haunted house ride on the boardwalk in New Jersey, just riding through the haunted house. Like, why? And it's just going to go around in circles to the end of time.
We love you, Carlos. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bye.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday to a very special Devil's Advocates. We'll have heretics for Harris. We'll have Satanists for Harris. We'll have white dudes for Harris. Vote for Harris.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.